Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
Like, do you remember when junk bands used to be a thing?
Were those the ones that had like little perforated teeth?
No, yeah. they were like real thick bands. They were big in bodybuilding and they would have like pancakes on them or cookies or like, oh my God.
Can you send me a picture? Cause I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. No, you look like a cute bunny. It was hair wash day for me. And then fuck Bertha, fuck Deborah. Deborah, it's Deborah. Hurricane Deborah. Literally, no, my fucking hair appointment was supposed to be on Wednesday for these roots. And they were like, oh, due to safety concerns. I was like, I will paddle in the hurricane to get my fucking hair dyed. I will come to your house and I will paddle, swim, float, whatever. I need my hair done, please.
So yeah, I didn't even know there was a hurricane until like one of my fucking clients yesterday was like, she lives in Tampa and she's like, I'll keep you updated about the hurricane. But she's like, I prepped everything for the week. I should be good in case I lose power. I was like, there's a hurricane?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna send you the whole junk website. Junk brand. Junk, 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 junk. Yeah, I used to like spend my entire paycheck on this shit. Like, if you look at, I feel like you'll know what I'm talking about. Maybe you won't, but like everyone used to wear these, I feel
like.
Dude,
I have no idea what the fuck you're. Nope.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I loved them. Maybe it was
like. I mean, I think I've seen people wear them, but I had no idea there was like a name brand.
Oh yeah, it was big. People would have like the discount codes and shit for it too.
Wild. Looks like junk.
Yeah, that's probably why I got rid of all of them. They were junk. They definitely were junk. Tampa Pro was over the weekend on Saturday. Issa won. She looked fantastic.
You look so good.
She really did. I'm glad, you know, she took a little time off. And now that she's back, like I think this is the best she's looked. But what do I know? What is my opinion? Doesn't matter.
Well,
but
I think it's really important that she like took the judges' feedback and implemented it. Because like I liked how like her quads weren't massive. Because like bikini, I feel like was starting to get like big, big legs. And not that their legs are tiny by any means, but at least Issa, like she had legs, but then she had glutes. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
I feel like, it's hard, as you know, like, well, I guess I've always been like quad dominant. And like when I'm trying to just like my glutes are so weak, and obviously we have like very specific movements in to target just my glutes and not my quads. But like with any movement, I should say, is like the heavier you go, like your muscles that are more dominant are obviously going to recruit. So it's just like, I think people are really trying to push the envelope with like obviously building their glutes, and like the quads are just coming with it too, you know?
Yep. No,
but
for
yeah,
sure.
She looked really good. So good for her. So she is now Olympia qualified.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
It is. It's really great. I always liked I do like the Tampa Pro. Maybe I'm a little biased because they did the Tampa Extravaganza a few years ago. But I think it's run really well. It's just a very, very long show. It's a big show.
Yeah.
That was when I got done off stage. It was like almost 1 a.m.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was late. It was like midnight.
That's wild. Couldn't be me. I mean, it would be me, but
I like now that some
I'd rather
of
it not be me.
Dude, I like now that a lot of the amateur shows are doing finals right after. I love that shit.
I love that too. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I'll be like when I'm a competitor, because I've always done like AM prejudging, PM finals. So I usually take a real fat cat nap, but
I think you'll be okay.
We'll see. I mean, I got so much fucking time. They'll probably switch it back.
Yeah. I think you'll be okay though. Dude, but this hurricane, fuck this hurricane.
Yeah, I don't miss that at all. But then again, like it's different. Like when I was in Florida and there was like, oh, a hurricane's coming. Like we never prepared. I think I boarded up my house once.
Yeah.
But all the other times I'm like, this ain't nothing but a fucking thing.
Yeah. I mean, I buy in bulk anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter. Like, it's just another week. But like, the only thing that we did to prepare was Eric, like, moved our little Toyota Yaris, like, against the house, and he moved the grill. So, like, and we brought the flag down. Like, that was
Nice.
it.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're gonna do a few things here so it looks like we give a shit,
Yeah.
but we don't because it's fun.
Yeah, exactly. You killed me yesterday. I was not expecting you to text me at like 4 o'clock, and you were like, I might unload on the podcast tomorrow. And I was like, I hope the fuck you do. I saw you like posted some questions, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. Like, she's gaining like, you know, some questions to see like what her followers expect. But I want to know the answer. I want to know the results. So give me the juice. Give me the details. Start at the beginning. What questions did you ask? Why did you ask him? And what were the answers?
Okay, so I'm going to start with why. Like, what provoked me to do this? So it was honestly, like, general, like, curiosity. Like, I really wanted to know, like, what the outside world, I don't want to say, like, normal people, because, like, for me and you, I'm, like, for my coach, Mark, if he's, like, yeah, I'm upping my prices to, like, 600, I'd probably be, like, ugh, man, that's, or 700, or whatever the fuck he would say, I'd be, like, oof. That's tight, but I'm paying it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for us, like, it matters so much to us that it's like, well, yeah, I need a coach. Like, you know what I'm saying? And one that's like worthy of that money, I'm willing to pay it. Right. But I'm just like, okay, I wonder like what the general population, that's the gen pop, that's a good class, thinks. I'm just curious. I literally like wanted to fucking know, because I'm like, I'm at this point right now where I'm just like very intrigued what other people think, because I'm so into like myself, and I really don't like give a fuck what people say, but I'm just like, wow, like, am I missing something? Like, I just want to know. Like, I'm just curious. Like, my thought process is like, I'm curious, like why? And then I'm like, well, why do you even think that? Like, where, how did you get to that thought? How did you get to that opinion? Like, that's what I want to know. So I was just like generally asking questions. And also too, like, part of me, like, I definitely want to help more people, as I always have been. And I just feel like some people don't need everything that I offer. So my goal here is to obviously take feedback, and then implement some new things for the next year, for 2025. I want to revamp some of my coaching stuff here and just get better. I sent a survey out to my own clients asking, and previous clients, asking like what they liked, what they didn't like, you know, if they've worked with other people, like what are other coaches doing or whatever, like total feedback, just like, dude, like where can I get better, and what people like. So I was like, all right, I'm going to the gram, I'm gonna ask. So it started off as like general curiosity. Hey, like, you know, I asked, like, I thought they were pretty basic questions, like what, I can't remember specifically, but like generally it's like, what do you think is appropriate price for coaching? What do you think should be included in that price? Do you like in-person versus online? What are your goals right now? Like, what are you trying to achieve? Why aren't you working with a coach? Like, what's the biggest barrier there? And I think that that was mostly it for the most part. And I was blown away at some of these answers. I was blown away at the thought of like what people ideally think for coaching. And I think it's a lot of people like maybe they haven't worked with a coach, and I understand it's a luxury and like maybe it shouldn't be as quote unquote expensive as it is. But I was generally fucking pissed. I was pissed because people were like, oh, for $150, I should get weekly check-ins. I should get, constant communication, nutrition, training. What was it? Someone even said like included like a weekly in-person training session on top of like outside for like anywhere from 150 to 200.
Bro, okay. That's like going to McDonald's and expecting them to use Wagyu beef in their burgers.
Yeah.
And being pissed that you find horse meat.
Yeah. I wasn't upset because I'm like, I'm not offended that you think it's, like, I'm not necessarily like personally attacked or offended. I just don't understand to the point where it's like, not only this is what I don't think people understand. Like, why is coaching expensive, or why is it costly? However you want to look at it. I don't think they understand the amount of like back end shit we do. The amount of time, education, resources that we haven't invested in ourselves and our own education to get to this point, let alone experience on top of it. And so not only are you like, yeah, okay, I can see, all right, I pay $100 for a training program. Okay, that's fine. But I think a lot of people generally think like the training program is like, I just want something to, that has workout A, B, C, D, a set and reps. And that's all I want. But when we're designing these programs, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm not wrong. So like, I'm thinking about multiple other things too. Like, what is the total volume load? Like, what is your goal? Like, where are your weak areas? Like, I can't just be like, you say, like, say I came to you, like me, perfect example is like, I want to build bikini, build for, or say I want to build like for bikini and you have like 5 delt days for the whole week, like, you know, and then like, or all of my lower body movements are quad focused.
Yep.
Or quad dominant. It's like, that's not going to help me because I've been a quad dominant human my entire life. So when it comes to like designing a training program or any piece of like someone's program, like there is a lot of in-depth questions and there's a lot of things that we have to take into consideration. I mean, training is a perfect example too, because it's like, well, what are your limitations? You know, like for you specifically, like you have, you know, issues with your hips and equilateral. It's like, okay, well, like how can we still get like the, you know, the training intensity that we want with the movements that we can do while you're having fun with the total amount of like volume load, as well as like recovery. What does your daily life look like? You know, how many days can you make it to the gym? I'm not just like sitting here giving everybody the same fucking program, like legs A, legs B, upper A, upper B, and they're all the same movements, all the same.
But let me stop you there. Some coaches do. And most clients have that experience of cookie cutter bullshit. Mm-hmm. So I totally understand why you would expect cookie cutter prices for cookie cutter programming. But that's the thing. When you buy a program, it's static. When you invest in a coach, it's fluid and dynamic and it's personalized, mm-hmm. right? So you cannot expect 150. I wouldn't do shit for 150. That's below my 30-minute consultation price.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you could only afford 150 a month, then you know, use that for buying groceries, use that to save for your kids' programming for their college education. But that's not worth my time because of the fact that what I do, the service that I provide is personalized, is customized. I look at you as the entire person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at you as a number. I don't look at you as like just someone on my roster. So if you are expecting to pay a coach $150, like look at it from like a standpoint of your coach has to provide for their own family, right? Like most coaches that I know, this is their career. This is how they provide for their family, right? This isn't just some side job that they do, right? So if they have each client is $150 a month, then in order to make a reasonable wage with the price of inflation, they would need to have like about like 70 to 80 plus clients to like make a decent earning. But the thing with entrepreneurship is like the cap is limitless for your income. It just depends upon like your emotional and your brain capacity at that point. But it's like, if you want more time, if you want more out of your programming, if you want your coach to take you to the next level, whether you're a physique athlete or a functional health case or even gen pop, you have to pay for it. You cannot expect, like I said, like fucking Wolfgang Puck at McDonald's. It's not going to happen.
And I think like people don't understand, like people are like, oh, well, I want custom. Well, custom is like specific. Like to me, like that's very specific. People are like, oh, well, like, I want to, you know, custom this. And it's like, when I'm sitting down looking at this, like I am programming like how many warm-up sets I want you to do, like reps for those warm-up sets, the intensity, the tempo I want to see you at, and then on top of it, like I'm asking you to send me videos to review that, and like that is, you know, another added like thing that I offer. So I just like, it was just was kind of like blowing my mind, and it's like, wow, like do people really think that way? Do they really believe that in order to, and like the other thing is like the accountability, like people are like, oh yeah, like $100, I should be able to have you at my beck and call.
Bullshit.
No. Yeah.
Like, and like, no,
Yeah, and like that's like the thing is like sure, like you meet with me or meet with me, check in with me once a week, but I talk to my clients multiple times a week. There's maybe two people that are extremely mature athletes that take a lot of stuff on their own. And even here and there, I'll hear from them throughout the week. But 90% of my clients were almost every day. Like I take 2 days off a week, so I don't hear from them on those days. But we're mostly at least conversating multiple times throughout the week. So it's that factor too, is like you're paying for also time. And like you said, like the constant communication, like me showing up for you. So, you know, for people to be like, oh, well, it should be cheaper. It's like, am I not worth your time? Like, not worth your money, not worth your effort. Like, that is what upsets me. And it's like,
But neither are you, but neither are their goals too. They don't
right.
take themselves serious. Like the reason why, like I don't spend, I invest 7 grand a year in Austin. That is 7 grand that I don't have toward other investments, but it is worth it. I am worth that in coaching and I am worth that with my continuing education, right? I understand that I'm not just pissing away 7 grand. I'm not just going to Taco Bell every single day and pissing it away. It is an investment in myself. It's investment in my clients. It's an investment in my career. It's an investment in my marriage. Why? I become better. I have someone keeping me accountable to myself and also taking care of me in terms of my programming. So I don't need to think. So I don't need to be emotionally involved, which means the stress component, I get to invest in Eric. I get to invest in our relationship because I am not focused on what do I need to do as a person or as a bodybuilder to be successful? Austin's got me.
Yeah, and you're paying for like someone who's like their expertise for that knowledge. Like, so it's not, you're paying for someone to do the work for you. Like, we have done the work. We have, you know, sat with, you know, mentors and stuff. Like, I've worked with Ash one-on-one in a mentorship. I've bought a ton of classes. I've bought tons of books. I've, you know, learned and asked questions through a whole bunch of people. Like, I mean, we've worked with relatively quite a few, a lot of the same people, I think, like Austin,
Don
Jeffrey,
Pisa.
Dom. Oh yeah, I was just gonna say Dom. That was probably one of my favorite mentorships. I like Dom as a person too. I mean, I like them all as a person, but I know Dom the most. But nonetheless, yeah. So it's like I think like there's just like a disconnect, and people are like unaware of everything else that like we do as a coach, you know? And like that's why I just was like, I'm about to unload, because like it's like there's so much more. And it sucks because there's a lot of people out there that you said like design these cookie cutter plans. 'Cause honestly, like anybody, I mean, anybody can just create a training program. You really can. Anybody can go to the gym, anybody can lift the weight up, anybody can do anything. But like, is it appropriate for you? Is it appropriate for that client? Where's the science and the research and the knowledge that backs all of these things up, right? Because I'm sure, like, if a client's like, hey, why am I doing this? Why do I have this many sets? Why is the rep range like this? I have an answer for you. Like the reason why I did it. And the reason why I did it is because of X, Y, and Z, because of this research, because what you need, because of, you know, X, Y, and Z. Like
But
I.
that thing right there, you know what they need. The reason why there's a disconnect is the clients don't know what they need to succeed, which is why on sales calls or discovery calls, I ask, what do you need from me as your coach to succeed? They like take a step back. They're like, they don't think about what they need. They just see what everyone else is doing and they're like, oh, well, that's what I need. And then they actually reflect and they take time. Like, you know what? I do benefit from customization, personalization, accountability. It's like, okay, my time, my time, my time. You want me to treat you like a person. So do you think I'm going to treat you like a person if I have 150 other athletes? No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to, right? Everything's going to be cookie cutter. Everything is going to be the same with maybe a few tweaks here and there. The emails are going to be no changes. Good job, champ. Looking good. Like there, you are going to be removing the personhood. You are going to become more heartless in coaching. If you want someone to give a fuck about you, which I do in my coaching, then it's going to look like less clients to take care of. So you have more time, more emotional availability, more investment. And you have to understand that comes at a cost. So if you are someone that is like wanting to go to the next level, you want someone that wants your coach to give a fuck about you, you're going to need to pay for that. And you have to be okay with that. If you are someone that's super autonomous, that like, you know what, I only need like, you know, a basic training program, a basic outline for nutrition, check-ins once a week. I don't need you WhatsApp. I don't need nothing. Then totally fine. Do that cookie cutter approach. You know what you need to succeed. Go for it. But if you are someone that's going to be more emotionally needy or more needy in your programming, and that's not a bash, it's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. You need more to succeed. That is more of my time. And you have to be willing to pay for it. On top of also understanding that Ash and I have been doing this for not just a couple of months, just not a couple of weeks. You know, we didn't be like, oh, I competed in my first bodybuilding show, like hire me, DM me for coaching prices. It's like, no, we have had skin in the game. Not as much as some coaches, which is why they charge even more than we do, but enough to know what we need to know to help you to succeed. But the thing is we can't do that if you do not value our time and you don't value your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a lot of it comes down to like them valuing, like, I guess it's like your perception of like what coaching is. And it's like, for me, new is like an investment. And a lot of my people are like, it's an investment. And I try and like, honestly, sometimes like teach that to people. Like, I don't know if you saw my story yesterday, I posted about my one girl and she's just like, wow, like I just wanted to be skinny. And like, now I want to be healthy. Like I want to invest in me. And I was like, dude,
I love that. That's power. That's power.
I like chilled right now. Like, ooh, like just thinking about that. Cause like, I can like picture her saying it. And I'm just like, it makes me so happy because when you have that mindset shift and it's like, damn, like that's when you become successful. Like that's when I feel appreciated. That's when like you're going to have better results, whether it's like physical, emotional, mental, but like, you know, it goes to like, and like for her, this example is like what you kind of said previously, where it's like, you ask the client, like, what do you need from me? And like, she is one of my clients where like, we have had to just like reach inside the magic hat. And I'm like, we pull out a bunny. All right, let's see if the bunny works. Okay. That the bunny didn't work. Let's reach down in here again.
Fuck
like,
that bunny.
Yeah. Okay, what are you pulling out now? Oh, we're pulling out like a magic card. Cool. All right, let's try that. Like, and that's where I think it's important to understand that's like, that's why our coaching is a little bit more costly, because I don't just say, well, you just need to be a little bit tougher, or yeah, you're not following the meal plan. Well, something's wrong with you. Like, just eat it, just cook it, just eat it.
Yeah, it's like, you fucking suck. Like, I don't abuse my clients. I will empower them. I will challenge them. I don't abuse. You don't abuse that.
And I tried to record this yesterday on the fucking story, but like my phone was being a piece of shit and I had like 5 videos that I never posted, but it was like coming down and meeting the client where they're at, but then being able to bring them up to the next level. It's not, cause you know, some people are like, I say like, oh, I got to meet you where you're at. And they're like, oh, well, you're just babying them or giving into them. And it's like, no, but I can't set unrealistic expectations that they're not going to meet, cause we're constantly failing. And that's not good for me. It's not good for them. Like nobody feels good in that situation. Like you said, it's abusive, I guess you could say.
Dude, imagine getting like calculus homework in front of your kid and be like, do math. And the baby's like, he's just like shitting himself. And you're like, do calculus.
Yeah, I literally was like, I said this to her yesterday. I was like, you know, I can't expect you to go into work, perform open heart surgery when you've never taken an anatomy class before.
Jesus Christ.
Like we have to start at and she's a healthcare worker. That's why I like use that example. And I was like, you know, I can't expect you to like, same thing. I mean, say you're a plumber. I can't expect you to, you know, unclog the toilet if you don't even know how to use the plunger in the first place, right? Like we have to start there. So I think, and that's the thing, like if you don't have like the knowledge that we do or the resources or like a lot of it, honestly, a lot of it comes from like trial and error and having that, what do I want to say?
It's the expertise. It's the time and investment that you've put in to understand psychology and physiology and blend them together for success. So it's like, it's something where it is a full picture approach where, yes, I get people don't want to be like functional health cases, but at the same time, people don't know like how bad they've let their health go until they start working with a coach and the coach is asking them questions and they're like, fuck, I haven't shit in 5 days. Mm-hmm. I thought that was normal. Well, it's not normal. So it's like, you have to unpack a lot and you have to ask the right questions, and coaches ask those questions and that they have that biofeedback to make those adjustments, versus like a program a program isn't going to ask you shit. It's just going to tell you the blanket thing and you have to figure it out. And most people aren't able to figure it out.
Dude, so let me ask you this. How long does it take you to set up a new client's non-functional health? We'll drop that out of there. They're not functional health. How long do you think it would take you to program, or on average, like a new client who has goals of general, like bringing down body fat, improving body composition, nutrition? Yeah, we'll go with that. Like, how long do you think it, like on average, it would take you?
It really, I mean, I hate to say it really just does depend on their questionnaire, because it depends on like, are they giving me enough detail in their questionnaire, or is it just like, no, yes, whatever? Because I might have to ask more follow-up questions. If they're not giving me enough, or if they give me way too much, like it first starts off with their psychology. Like if they're not giving me enough, then maybe I'm asking the wrong questions. If they're giving me way too much, okay, they definitely have some anxiety issues, then, you know, programming a bunch of like higher intensity stuff is not the move. So it's meeting them where they're at, looking at their questionnaire, asking follow-up questions. And it could take me as simple as a few hours, or it could take like a consultation with Austin to just ask, like being like, hey, this person is outside of like what I feel comfortable with. Can I bounce ideas off of you? It could also be as simple as an hour, depending upon the person. But the reason why it could take me an hour or several fucking days is because I need to think through the complexity of the person, because it is the person that matters. And that at the end of the day is such a huge component of coaching, is understand you're working with a person, an individual with thoughts, feelings, and emotions, where your programming is such an intimate part of their life that you don't want to detract from their life. You want to add to it. So you have to think through it critically.
So I just wanted like a general number, but that was a really good answer to me.
Sorry.
No, because I'm going to touch on what I wanted to say. So could take a few hours. That was the lowest number that you said, the minimal amount of time.
I would say one. If it was like, if they know what the macros there are, they don't have gut issues, fucking an hour. Let's go.
Right. Still an hour. Mm-hmm. Or all the way up to a consult with Austin, days, right?
Days.
I'm gonna talk shit about myself. When I first started coaching, I used Trainer Eyes, which I don't hate on apps. I actually kind of like them. I think they're really good for consumers, to be honest with you. They just don't offer enough. I'm actually toggling with maybe going back to one. And, ugh, I hate it.
I'd kill myself if I used an app other than Google.
Dude.
It's just such a waste of money, in my opinion. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, Google's free.
I know it is. But like, it's just like, I used to get a lot more compliance, I think. It's crazy, believe it or not. Because it's like sends reminders to people. Like checking those boxes versus like going into your spreadsheet and like having to fill it out. Which I know is different, because like our minds are like, oh, I had to go log my spreadsheet. But other people, it's not like that. It's weird. They're more like lifestyle. Anyways, besides the point, but I digress. So when I used to use the fucking app, like I said, I don't hate on it. I could probably program somebody in like maybe like 13 minutes. And that was like the kind of coaching that I was, because I was just like, okay, like I have like some workouts that are like, you know, okay, you have like lower quads, or you say you're quad dominant. I have like glutes. That's all focused on glutes. I know it's a good workout, but I wasn't going in specifically and thinking about like how many sets this person needs, how many they can handle. You know, and it was just like pretty general. And now for me personally, it'll take me a good like 2 to 3 hours. Like you said, I like to like learn about that person and like really think and be like I'll start programming. So I do this all the time. I'll start programming and then I'll literally go on a walk. And while I'm walking, I'm thinking about it. And then I come back and like sit down and review it again. And I'd probably look over my stuff like a few times before I send it over to somebody. But yeah, like I used to be able to like program like so quickly. And now it's like, no, I take more time. I want to have.
Because you didn't know before. You know what I'm saying? Like you thought everything was simple. Just like the person who thinks coaching is $150 a month and simple. It can be simplified once you have literally the reps and the knowledge to see the grand scope of things. But in order to have that knowledge, you need time to grow as a coach. And therefore, you have to charge more for that experience, right? But in the beginning, when we're all a bunch of fucking chuckle fucks that are like, oh, if it fits your macros and everything is 4 times 10 to 15, no shit. Like Eric could program that. You know what I'm saying? But he would not have the know-how to think about how a mom of five with gut issues that is an ER nurse that, you know, suffers from gastritis. Like, it's one of those things he would, he like could program like some shit. It would be wrong though. And then he wouldn't have the know-how to make it right. Versus you and I, we could create a plan, see how the biofeedback is from the client standpoint, because what your job is as a client is a translator, right? Is to translate how your body feels, how you feel from our programming. And sometimes as coaches, we fucking miss the mark, right? We won't know until we know, which is why that weekly touch point is so important. Why putting thought into your questions is so important so we can navigate and actually coach you. But it's one of those things, you have to translate your symptoms and how you feel and tell us, but you can't fixate, right? You have to let go of that control. And that's how we work together as a team, is you translate, you let us take care of you. You let us worry about everything else. And all you have to do is like check off your boxes. But the problem is we are such emotional creatures where our judgment is clouded by emotions and feelings. And it's very difficult to juggle, hey, don't feel, don't be emotional. But it's not that you can't feel. It's not that you can't be emotional. It's you can't let it dictate your actions. So a good rule of thumb is if you're being super emotional about something, getting really fucking fired up, will this matter in 10 minutes? If it doesn't, bro, let that shit go. Like, just.
Dude, I know. And like, I used to be that way all the time. Felt like my world was ending.
Yeah. And like, what happened? You've got an autoimmune disorder. You stressed your body out so much, your body was like starting to fight against itself.
Dude, yeah. And like, speaking of like my autoimmune, like, that's so funny you say that. Like, I just got labs done and they're like terrible. They're worse than I've ever fucking been. And
but why? Provide the context.
I just had a baby. But also too, I think there's something wrong. I think there's like a misread. I don't know. I could be wrong, but
I think you're exactly where you need to be. But there's the deal, is you don't care. You're like, well, listen, my body's responding. I'm happy and I'm healthy. And that matters a lot.
Yeah. And like at first I was just like, oh man, like this sucks. Like I was a little upset about it, I think. And then I had to like pull my emotions out and be like, okay, well, first of all, Hashimoto's is lifelong. Start there. Two, like it's me putting it in remission is kind of unheard of, to be honest with you. Like that doesn't happen often. So for me to expect and set that expectation that it's always going to be in remission is unrealistic, right? So I had to pull my head out of my ass there. What's going on in my life? Okay, I just had a baby. I'm breastfeeding on top of it. And it's so like there's that. And then obviously just like getting back in the gym and all of these things. It's yeah, so it's like they're shitty and it sucks. And at first I was like, I was really upset and I was like, oh man. And then like within like you said, in 10 minutes, is it really going to matter? And I'm like, no, because like I have my coach on my side, like who's going to fix it if there is an issue, and I have you to support me. And then the only issue I have is like, there's no fucking research that I can read about and understand, because like nobody is.
It's a niche thing. Like who the fuck has Hashimoto's and is also breastfeeding? And also like moms, I mean, I get it. Like moms don't want to put their babies or their health at risk. So it's like, what mom is going to be like, hey, I have Hashimoto's, but like, you know, do stuff so it changes my breast milk and could potentially hurt my child? Like, nah.
Yeah. And speaking of that, guys, this is so funny. So remember how I used to like joke, if you've been a long listener, I used to joke with Ash, like I used to know everything about her and then she lied to me.
I had a secret contest prep athlete that I just didn't want to like unveil because I was really scared and experiencing imposter syndrome and didn't want to feel like a failure. Yeah, same.
Yeah, and she woke up every single day and texted me and lied all day long about it. So I don't even think I lied about this, but this is funny. It's just funny because Ash didn't know something about me. We were talking about my thyroid labs and like my TSH is like zero. Like it was really freaking low. And my T4 was like really high. And Ash was like, oh, like, you know, it's fine. They're great. Like I wouldn't, you don't need a supplement or anything. I was like, dude, I'm on thyroid meds.
And she's had no clue. I was like,
yeah, I've been on thyroid meds since I got diagnosed pretty much. So
it makes sense, but still.
That's why, like, that was another reason why I wasn't really worried about it. Cause I knew, I was like, if we pull my meds, like
they're fucking on meds. I was like, you know that one scene in Mulan where he's like, you lied to me? I was like,
yeah, honestly, that's how I feel. You lie? But really, yeah. I was like, oh, well, there's that. I was like, there's my one secret that has been kept.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, removing those emotions, and I was just like, damn, like, and you also have to just like take into like context too, like you said, like, does it really matter, and like what's going on? Like, I when my antibodies were like, let's see, what, 6 times less than they are right now, I felt worse, right? So it's like, that has to play a role in it too, but like you also have to look at like my life and my total stress, and I don't sleep all night, you know, like I'm breastfeeding, I have a kid to take care of, like I'm constantly overstimulated, except for when he's sleeping, because that's the only thing he's fucking quiet. But yeah, so it's just like not getting so upset, and it's like that's, and another thing too is like what provides me the most reassurance is like having that coach. Not my problem. Sounds like a problem for fucking Mark. Here's my labs, Mark. You want to do something about it? Fucking do it. And I'll listen and I'll respond because I want to be healthy and I want to feel better. Like, same thing. Like, you know, I have athletes that come to me, they're like, oh my God, my blood glucose was 91 and it's always been in the 80s. Okay, well, why are you worrying about it? Let me worry about it. All right. And most of the time, like, have you ever had this? Maybe you've had this, but like something will happen and they'll be like, did you see that? Yes, I know how to read. I saw it. I saw on your check sheet. But I didn't say anything because I generally don't fucking care. I mean, I do care, but it's not something that's like going to be impactful. If I need to bring it up to our attention, I will bring it up to our attention. But other than that, let me worry about it. That's what I'm here for. That's what you hired me for, to fix the problems, to put out the fire, to make you the best person. And if I don't think that fire needs to be put out, trust me, it's like a little match. I'm talking about a house fire. If it's a house fire, you let me know. But if it's just a little candle, I ain't worried. I
Yeah,
ain't
I
worried.
think
I
it's one of
feel that
those
out with
things
heart.
where it's literally the perception of stress that caused the issues, right? It's the hyperfixation, the fact that we can't let go of control. And honestly, people are so consumed by, you know, Dr. Google, Instagram. Like, there's so much fucking information that it is overwhelming. It's absolutely overwhelming. You don't know who to believe or who to trust. And I get that and I understand that. But it's something where it's like too many cooks in the kitchen. And if your ass is in the kitchen but doesn't even know how to use a fucking whisk, get out, go serve tables. But like at the end of the day, it's like, you have to understand that like teamwork is important, but you know, it's not a dictatorship by any means. But again, like translate, don't fixate. Like you have to let your coach coach you and guide you, and you have to worry about just checking off your boxes. And if the plan isn't working, bro, you have a coach. The plan can be changed, right? But we need to be patient, we need to be consistent, and we need to let go of control. And again, like managing our stress, managing our expectations. Like when I saw, you know, like Asha's like abs or whatever, it's like I know how good her life is right now. So it's like I'm not worried about it. Like she's breastfeeding. Like her prolactin's probably through the roof. Her antibodies are through the roof. She is feeding her fucking kid. So like yeah, her thyroid's probably not the best, but at the same time, like this is the happiest I've seen you in so long that like who gives a fuck? Like if your thyroid's gonna shit the bed, it's gonna shit the bed. Like you have an autoimmune disorder, but like you're on your meds, you have a coach, you're happy. Like, what more can you want? Like, who cares if that number is 10,000 or if it's zero? If you're miserable when it's zero or you're happy when it's 10,000, like we can't always be micromanaging and finding optimal and all of this shit because you can get lost in the sauce and end up making things worse just by what you think about a situation. So like, let go. Like again, like be Elsa and just let it the fuck go.
Let it go. Dude, I love Frozen. When that came out, I pretty much had that blasting in my house. But
I
honestly,
still
yeah.
listen to Disney. I have a Disney playlist for the gym and I've been fucking Disney songs for like a really long time. And I've enjoyed training because of my fucking Disney songs. Like, let me fucking tell you. Oh, slaps titties. Cheers.
I absolutely believe that, dude. I used to listen to Moana and like on my leg day. I thought that that was really, like really hit for me when I did that. But to go back to like, I think people think that like, so what we just talked about, like you have a coach who worries about your labs, who worries about your stress, who worries about all of these things, who creates the program for you. I don't think people understand like that is the depth and detail that we go into, and that's why they don't think or don't understand or don't know like where our pricing point comes from. Like they're probably like, oh, you just sit on your computer and type all day, like that lady from Monsters Inc., you know, who's like at her little typewriter, and like
Azowski.
Yes, that one. Like, that's what they think I do all day and yell at my clients and saying, like, no, it's like, dude, like, I'm sitting here constantly, like, thinking, reviewing, taking that stress off. And like you said, like, you are just like the messenger. Like, you just drop off what you need. I sort through it all and I give it back to what you like, give back what you need, right? And I don't think other people understand that. Like, I think once people start like working with us, and I hear it a lot, like from my clients, like personally, and they're just like, dude, I didn't know you were like this. Like, you put so much time, so much effort. And I was like, yeah, dude, like, and I enjoy doing it. And that's what I want to do. But like, that's why our prices are the way that they are, because we provide so much value that's more than just surface level of here's some macros, here's the training program, here's cardio. Send me your pictures on fucking Friday, and I'll either pull your asparagus from meal two, or I'll give you 20 more minutes of cardio.
Yeah, I think people have mistaken the with instant gratification, fast food, like value meal. Oh, means I'm saving money and getting more. And you want quality. Like, you want the quality if you have these investments and goals that you have for yourself. So invest in the quality, invest in a coach that continues to lead by example, continuing education, ask the right questions, is willing to dig. Like, I spend a really long time thinking through my clients' check-ins and thinking of thoughtful responses. Like, I post on my stories, like, responses to their check-ins, because a lot of the time, and even I've been on the receiving side as a client, the no changes, good job, looking great. And it's like, fucking hell. Like, I get that you have other clients to service, but in the same note, like, give me more than 2 minutes of your time. Like, I am showing you a week's worth of data, and all you have to say is good job, no changes. Like, fuck off. Like, that's awful. That makes me feel terrible. It makes me feel like a number. It makes me feel like you don't give a shit about me. And honestly, that very well may be true. So when it comes to hiring a coach, like, when you're doing like the sales call, discovery call, consultation, whatever the fuck that it's called nowadays, like, ask them how they are going to help you. Or better yet, if you don't even have to ask that question because you tell them their problems, hopefully they give you like a working plan. Because when you're telling people their problems, they're like, oh yeah, like, my stomach hurts, blah, 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 blah. Like, your coach should already be thinking, oh, they might have a gut issue. Send them a gut questionnaire. See what their full day of eating looks like. Are they, if it fits your macros, or are they already eating whole foods? What their stress look like? Like, it is so much more complex than, you know, the 4 by 10 to 15 reps, you know, training 7 days a week. You know, here are your macros: 120 protein, 150 carbs, 40 fat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not cookie cutter, but it can be if you were paying cookie cutter prices.
Right. And maybe some people want that. Honestly, that's fine. It really is. It really is fine.
For sure. Like I said, if you know what you need and you don't need time and attention and you really don't need much customization, and 150 is what you want to pay, I mean, more fucking power to you. Like, if you go, like, you go to McDonald's and you order a Big Mac, you should expect a Big Mac, right? You shouldn't expect the commercial quality, because you know damn well that's like embellished. But like, if you go to McDonald's expecting McDonald's and you get McDonald's, great. If you go to McDonald's and expect Wolfgang Puck, bro, you're fucking delusional. Like, you are delusional. And that's something that needs to be fixed. I know you said you needed to rant, but I felt like I ranted more than you.
No, I think like I've calmed down since yesterday, because I was like, dude, I was like so. And another one. Oh my God.
Oh.
Forgot about this. Someone's like 225. Okay, reasonable. They wanted lab review in there. Gut, like GI mapping review, gut protocol. I was like, dude, I almost shit a brick. I was like, it's like 225 for a lab review consult, period.
Legit. No shit. Oh my God. Like, literally, people bitch about like plumbers being expensive. Like, oh my God, $300 to $800 an hour, depending upon like the level of service or whatever. It's like, okay, you're not only paying for their time, you're paying for all the time that they put into like learning what's wrong with your shitter, the cost of the parts, the you are paying for your shit to no longer be in the toilet bowl. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I get it sucks, but instead of like bitching about something like that, like, just be so fucking grateful that your house isn't like flooding with your diarrhea. like, you know what I'm saying?
This is a perfect example. We're gonna run with the toilet and the poop. So you call the plumber, $800, fixes your toilet. You don't have any problems. Your toilet flushes every single day. When you want it to flush, the poop goes away. It doesn't clog for a year. It's great. Whatever. Fantastic. You love it. Something happens, call the plumber up. He's like, yeah, you know what? I'll come check that out for you. Absolutely. You know, you did me good. Fix it the first time. I'd be happy to come and do a little free walkthrough. See what's going on. Perfect. Love it. All right, well, your toilet's clogged. You don't call the fucking plumber. You go to Home Depot. You get a fucking $14 plunger, and you are the one that's got to plunge it 4 times a fucking day, and you keep plunging it, and you keep plunging it, and sure, maybe it goes down, but it keeps coming back up because you aren't fixing the fucking problem in the first place. So you tell me, you want to deal with shit every day for $14 for the next year, or you want to spend $800, have a clean toilet. You know what? Even this toilet has the bidet. It washes your fucking ass for you because that's essentially what I do. You know, I'm the boudet. All right. I will wash your butt. And that's it. You know, so that's it. Literally, we should just started and ended the podcast with that and how coaching works. That's all I have to say.